Fire up 13, flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Public nudity.
Go.
Illegal narcotics.
Go.
Dog shagging.
We'll go flat.
Bubbler.
Bubbler's go.
Poo in the shoe.
Go flight.
Road rage.
Go flight.
Roid rage.
We'll go.
Brown paper bags.
Go.
Eclipse containers.
Go.
Chinese restaurants.
Go flight.
Peanut butter photography.
Go.
Billy Idol. Billy Idol. Billy Idol.
Just wait for some power.
Breezers.
We are go.
Phantom biters.
Lighters go.
Fingers and dates.
We go flight.
Launch control. This is fire up 13. We are go for launch.
It's one of the biggest days in history today for mankind. We finally had rain in the inner city of Sydney. We hope that the farmers are receiving a little bit of that moisture somewhere around the country. Are you in agreement, Chris?
I think it's one of the most significant days in Australian contemporary life and society, because there's just so much happening today. I don't know what new service to follow. I don't know where to look, Stephen. What's happening in Australia?
Qantas and Jetstar have signed an historic agreement. They're going to be flying into Badgers Creek after all. We were in doubt. Now we know it's going to be a success in the West.
Well, that's a relief. Could you imagine only being able to fly Virgin into Badgers Creek
imagine
and not
that.
Having choice? Because and our democracy is built on choice.
Yes.
Choice of vision, choice of guidance, choice of leadership.
Talking of leadership and vision, it is great to see one of our Fire Up alumni, Peter Beattie, the longest serving Premier ever in Australia's history, appearing whereabouts, Chris?
He was seen at the Bridge Hotel at Dennis Carnahan's Rugby League, the musical, Stephen.
And made the paper today.
It's in the Astonisher in the back section of the Rugby League Confidential. Can I simply say I was there?
Of course you were.
And there was a great moment when Peter Beattie met Peter Beattie, because as we know, Dennis realises the character. And can I simply say that Mrs. Beattie didn't know where to look.
Look, talk about not knowing where to look. This is, the news always has to have a feel-good story. And there was a young two-year-old, unfortunately, in a spot of bother. His testicles were caught in the drain in his bathtub.
At bathtub.
What's the good news, Chris?
He's okay.
He's okay. They fixed it. It's all good. We can all
They brought in the extraction squad, I think.
But in the really big news today, of course, the really, really big news today.
The news that's on everyone's lips?
On everyone's lips, yes. Fire Up, first of all, has outlasted, we think now, possibly today, our fifth Prime Minister.
Yes, correct.
Potentially.
Possibly.
The end of Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah, that is news. I don't know if that's big news.
No, not big news, no.
It's news.
Look, some really, really big news is that our merchandise, the Bin Chicken T-shirt, is nearly sold out.
Can I use an expression that is something that I have actually come up with to sort of capture the excitement of the retail experience, mm-hmm. Stephen? They are flying off the shelves.
Like bin chickens do.
Exactly. They're taking flight. And look, the world has gone ibis mad, by the way. Animated series and people quite rightly pointing out on our Facebook about their disenfranchisement as a result of the Sydney Olympics. Mm-hmm. And if we can just play a small part in bringing the ibis back in a mainstream society and acceptance through the Taramata RFLC Terry Bull design T-shirt,
yes,
we're doing good
work. And of course, we're having a quiet word with the bin chicken representatives, because they're not that cuddly. They need to really rehabilitate their behaviour with human beings a little bit.
If anyone knows how to design a fluffy, cuddly bin chicken toy, because the beak is a really, it's a complex moulding issue.
It's a probe, yes.
You're definitely a bit of a computer CAD modelling involved. Hazard for kids at the age of two.
If the Chinese can't do that, I don't know who can. Okay?
The last thing you want to hear is a kid is successfully had his testicles extracted from a bath.
Yes.
And then get poked in the eye with a bin chicken toy.
Exactly, we can't have that happening. So, now the really, really, really big news today,
I hope Australia is sitting down or standing up for this.
It's finally the return of Bronco Reg to Fire Up.
I feel like the Green Ranger in Power Rangers. I've come back, I'm in the cafeteria. I'm not pressing buttons. Exactly. No. I don't know what to do with myself.
There was already a little bit of a demarcation dispute out the back with Bronco Reg and producer Pat, but we've settled it down.
We've done that.
Can I just say, I'd love to say that Reg is back by popular demand. I'd love to say people have been stopping him in the street constantly out at games and saying, where's Bronco Reg? But my mother brought me up and said, never lie.
Oh, come on, there were two texts.
Both from you.
Both from me.
Pleading to be allowed back on the air.
Oh, come on. Come on, I said.
Now, this leadership crisis, Chris, that, of course, intersects with rugby league. We know that Malcolm Turnbull's a huge fan of rugby league. Big Chooks fan, yeah?
An enormous Roosters fan.
Yeah. He could name two enormous players.
Yeah. Though he does fall into that mistake that so many Roosters fans do, which is referring to the eastern suburbs, and I always feel compelled to remind everybody that Cooper Cronk left Melbourne to play for Sydney.
And I know you keep saying that, Chris, but the reality is they are only a very small little patch of land in the eastern suburbs, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but, I mean, I think we see in modern society so much evidence of people in positions of power who are completely deluded.
Yes.
Hello, Donald Trump. Hello, Peter Dutton. Roosters fans are like that. They actually do believe that they live in what is Sydney.
Yes.
That the boundaries of Sydney is defined by that narrow Bondi Junction, Bondi corridor.
Yes, exactly.
Touch of Vaucluse, maybe.
Where does it become south? Where does the Sydney City Roosters become south?
Oh, don't start, Reg. We did this last.
It's the Tippy Cotton Bridge, Reg. Come on. It's where they're building the Immortals Pavilion.
Okay.
You obviously haven't been listening to the show since you left us, is that right?
I've caught bits and pieces. I've been vanning. I've caught bits and pieces. I enjoy it.
Do you have a radio in your car?
I do.
An AWA or a Ferris car radio?
Yeah, you know, I'm on it. You know, like the trucker. I pull it down. And go, you know, Reg coming in, coming full.
That's exactly what I actually got the chance to go in Bronco Reg's van the other day. And it is a full-blown CB radio.
Yes.
It's breaker, trucker.
Chris, the text line, 0409 945 945. Someone's texted in and said, you forgot about the news about Jennifer Hawkins.
Well, I mean, they talk about the carousel, Stephen, and they talk about the coach's carousel, whatever that is. I think you can actually get...
And we can talk about the prime ministership carousel.
I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the next Royal Agricultural Show because I can assure you in the ride section there will be the NRL carousel.
Yeah.
But the uncertainty, the disquiet that the Australian society has felt about Jennifer Hawkins' contractual relationship with Maya.
Yeah.
I mean, thank heavens it's resolved.
No, unease.
Yeah. I mean, she's, you know, it was the classic issue. She wanted more cash.
Yeah.
Maya didn't have it.
Yeah.
No cash here, Jennifer.
So what are you saying also about the showground next year? There would be a carousel. Would it just be the coaches that people would be riding? You'd be riding an Anthony Griffin horse?
I don't know how you feel about this, Reg, but to me the carousel are the teams and then the patrons are the riders. So when you purchase a ticket...
You put on a mask.
That's right. You get a Maguire mask, you get a Griffin mask.
Seabold mask, Mary mask.
Can you ride Wayne?
Yeah.
Bucking Bronco Wayne?
That way they can keep it up to date.
Yeah, if you buy one of those multi-tickets, then you go upgrade, you get the super coach mask, i.e. Wayne Bennett.
Bellamy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Jeez, that's going to be bad for Wayne.
They don't actually go on the ride, they sit outside the ride watching, don't they? I mean, the kiddies would love it, wouldn't they?
That would be exactly right. The super coaches wouldn't actually be part of the ride. They'd sit above it.
But who wouldn't want a rubber mask of Sticky Stewart to take home in their show bag?
I'd buy 10.
I just saw the latest Mission Impossible, and at one point,
exactly,
Ricky Stewart's in the movie and rips off the mask. Tom Cruise. It's incredible.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry, Ethan Hunt.
Yeah.
Ethan Hunt.
Yeah. Have you seen the film, Chris?
I have.
Of course you have. You, Reg?
No.
Are you kidding? 22 years, 6 instalments. Strap me in for number 7, Stephen.
I've seen the first 6. What's
that mean? Reg, did you see Bob Dylan this week?
I didn't see. I wasn't there.
No, Chris.
Yeah, I was.
Yes.
I was tangled up in blue. I couldn't make it.
We'll talk about a football game we went to this week a little later on with Reg. We've got some big issues to get through. Manly.
Manly.
Let's paint a picture. First of all, Lotto Land is in disrepair. Correct.
There is some talk, and I think this will probably all dissipate now that the leadership spill is on. That there was some money coming to repair Lotto Land, but. The final straw was, I don't know if you caught the Titans Manly clash last Friday night, but it was, let's face it, pitiful.
I did not.
But Garth Brennan gave a paint peeling spray to the Titans at halftime. And if there's one thing the Lotto Land dressing rooms didn't need right now,
it's paint peeling.
It is, a graveyard?
How's the turf looking?
Dreadful.
I think it's got some of that fusarium, that fungal thing.
Okay, there's been very little rain. We give them credit there.
That's true.
Okay.
It's hard without the irrigation, I agree.
Water? Is it hot? Cold?
There's no water.
No water?
No, it's like Siberia's water.
What about the big screen, the jumbo screen? Is it jumbo? Is it working?
Is it TV? Black and white tube TV?
I'm assuming
banging on the side.
Yeah. I'm assuming Lotto Land is in the same situation as Leichhardt where they wheel in the screen and it becomes the game clock.
Yep.
And in occasions in that game we will be talking about later, last week at Leichhardt, the game clock went off And I just wondered whether we'd slipped into a parallel dimension where rugby league and time no longer coexisted.
Right.
And I felt kind of comfortable with
it. You felt good about that, yeah.
Just have a bit of a go about the name. Lottoland is so incongruous with what it is. It's like the majestic land, yes. Lottoland.
Yes.
And it's an S-tip.
An S-tip. Yes.
You know what it should happen at Lottoland? Because Lottoland is a business built on synthetic lotteries.
Yes.
It's time for Manly to bite the bullet and have the first synthetic surface in rugby league.
Right. Then none exists.
Not yet.
I hadn't checked on that.
Maybe the Toronto Wolfpack, I don't know. But that'd be great.
Not up at the Gold Coast? You'd think that'd be the first place synthetic.
It would match.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think Manly needs a vision.
Yeah, yeah. Now, isn't this the same ground that's represented by a certain minister sitting on the back bench?
Oh, Tones.
Abbott? Yes. Didn't Abbott promise to do something about the funding in that location?
Yeah, so he probably needs to back a certain horse in today's three-horse race.
Right.
Assuming that Malcolm is stepping aside.
Yes.
And Abbott is the man who just described his current Prime Minister as saying, I'm not a fan of the incumbent.
Any great lines come out of yesterday's upheaval crisis? I did hear Tanya Plibersek talk about the one member of the Liberal Party like a hyena feasting on the corpse of the Liberal Party. Can you top that one?
Just show me the 43 signatures. I think that'll be remembered.
Right, okay. Now, what else is happening at Manly? We're dancing on their grave. I do feel a little bit of sympathy for that, Chris.
Well, I think what we've got is a really, really unfortunate public stoush, which, again, is something we're seeing in Canberra, between the Manly ownership, the Penn family, and their current incumbent, which is Trent Barrett. And it was very interesting to hear Manly chairman Scott Penn speak about the importance of leadership this week regarding Manly Warringah.
A reminder of the need for political parties and for governments to be united and determined to keep delivering for the people for whom they work. They don't like us being focused on ourselves or talking about each other. Now, we know that disunity undermines the ability of any government to get its job done, and unity is absolutely critical. We cannot allow internal issues to undermine our work.
Are you telling me that Malcolm Turnbull's going to take over running Manly Warringah?
That wasn't Malcolm Turnbull, that was Scott Penn talking
Scott Penn,
about
sorry.
The situation at Manly, Reg, and I thought they were good words, and I think he said we've got a very measured view.
Very relevant. Yeah, he should take heed, shouldn't he? Mm. Sean Penn, he's fantastic.
There is that confusion in the public between Scott and Sean.
Yes.
And again, I think Reg is onto something here. If we can get Sean Penn installed as the new owner of Manly Warringah with a synthetic surface at Lottoland, then we're moving.
They all love drama. Yeah. He'd be at home at the most dramatic club in
league. And haven't we reminded ourselves every year that not only is rugby league built on many things like hate, but hope is its currency. Where there's life, there's hope.
I'd take hate any day of the week, would you?
I reckon. And I think Sean Penn, I believe now that he's reached a sort of rapprochement with Madonna, who, let's face it, made a wonderful tribute speech to Aretha Franklin.
Beautiful.
Just a Prince tribute.
So
selfless.
If you can just join the dots, purchase a synthetic surface, install it, get Sean Penn as chairman, and then Madonna will reopen synthetic Lottoland 2019.
Fireworks?
But terrific.
Fantastic.
Well, how good would that
Dancing
be?
Girls?
And you know what? Manly might be able to get 10,000 on that basis.
Absolutely. You've got to break the 10,000 mark in this modern era, Chris. You know that. Otherwise, you don't deserve to exist. Now, I did notice there's a big push, though. Bring back twos. No hashtag.
Get twos back.
Bring back twos. No hashtag.
The Brookvale Hotel?
Yes.
That's the first domino that's fallen in place. And twos, to his credit, has immediately said, I'll take it.
I'll take it. Yeah. There's a positive step. There's that affirmation there. You know, action. That's fantastic.
But it's so bad with the candidates because obviously the obvious candidates are, as Arco, the ex-Manly Supremo, said, I think we need to install Manly people, whatever that means. Mm. And so the front candidates are Desi and Twos. But the talkers range through Madge Maguire, who, let's face it, would look at the resources of Manly and say, that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Sheens' name has been bandied around.
Is he working right now?
Isn't
he 86?
He's over in Salford, I think.
Yeah, right.
86 years old.
I think he's 86.
Yeah. He's not 86.
Going on 106.
Is he?
Nothing wrong with that.
No, he's not that old.
And then, of course, Hoss Cartwright, current assistant coach, has got the unequivocal support of the players.
I'd say it's Cartwright. Now, what about Barrett? What's happening with Barrett? Is he unhappy?
Well, I think Trent was very unhappy. And, you know, he woke up and said he was how unhappy he was during this week.
Mm. Yeah, look, I'd sat here last week and said that I wasn't going to comment on things that were going on. You know, a little bit disappointed with what was written today or what we woke up to today in the Telegraph. But I I want to honour what I said, that we wouldn't make public comment on it until the end of the season. But in light of this morning, I will make a statement in due course. Yeah.
Tit for tat.
Oh, well,
God.
Couple of things there. Honouring a contract, Trent?
How about that, mate? Ivan Cleary set the precedent there. When you say you're going to honour something, that means you're not. We are now pretty much like the...
Are we an Orwellian country, are we, Chris?
Well, very much so.
The opposite of what you say, what you do...
Is what you do. Yeah. And we're very much in the thrall of what's going to happen at midday today down in Canberra. We're waiting for Trent's statement. But in the meantime, how true is it...
Is Trent one of the 43? Is he voting?
It could be a four-way battle. Could be. Well, he's going to be out of a job.
Yeah. But he's good-looking.
Well, you're saying some of the candidates up for the leadership are not good-looking, Stephen?
Let's
is that what you're referring?
Discuss that, shall we? Well, Julie Bishop, I mean, more... Easy. Hubba hubba, you know. Come on, Chris.
There is a view.
Is he running?
What a babe.
There is a view that's been bandied around, which I possibly might subscribe to, that politics is Hollywood for unattractive people. But I think the thing that Trent said there that's so salient, he goes, how disappointing is it to wake up to the Telegraph and what's written in the Telegraph? I find that every morning.
Every day.
In general, exactly.
And you're a hopeful guy. You're always looking for the positive spin, and you wake up, you open the paper, and you go, oh,
I go to Shari Markson or Miranda Devine or Andrew Bolton.
No,
they pointed out to me what's wrong.
Yeah.
I thought everything was going to be right.
Okay.
Hang on with those guys. It is right, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a roster. Wow.
It's not good for mental health, that, Chris, and I don't think Mooper Murray ever meant it to be.
If Manly had that list, they wouldn't be sitting down the bottom of the table
exactly,
right now.
Exactly, yeah. Now, has he issued any demands, Barrett, about staying on, if he was going to stay on?
He had a list.
And I would imagine the list there was the golden edition of Zoolander 1 and 2.
For sure.
As a gift
coming
for Christmas.
In a package which would be DVD, Blu-ray, 4K digital.
The whole caper. Yeah.
There'd be a guaranteed part of his contract that there'd be a monthly day spa treatment.
Day spa, yes.
Hasn't been delivered.
Yeah. Well, where would they do that, Chris?
Just a burly guy turned up with a towel and a water bucket and said, I'm here for your day spa, Mr. Barrett, and that didn't really go down well.
Not again, Trent.
Now, you're talking
we
about...
We sat at five, mate.
Are they really Manly? You know, what's Manly? You know, like Zoolander's not Manly. He was never Manly.
Not Manly people.
He's not Manly people.
No.
DCE, that's what they're really saying. DCE is not Manly people, is he? He's not one of us.
DCE is so far away from one of them. Yeah. He's got the 10-year deal, and he's emblematic. Because the thing about DCE, I was out there last night at Campbelltown, and DCE lined up that conversion to set it
now
in extra time.
I applaud him. I stand up and applaud him for that. Having a crack.
Well, I was there with my friend,
ambitious
ex-RLPA Supremo David Garnsey, who very kindly drove, which is a big part of the journey
to Brookie.
Campbelltown.
And he
did the little calculation on his phone, and he said he was essentially attempting a 55-metre kick from that point. So no one backed him. But as soon as DCE indicated pointing to the post until the ball left his foot, the Campbelltown crowd rose as one
and booed. Oh.
Constantly booed. And it's one of the great mysteries about DCE is that why does everybody dislike him?
Chris, we've also always talked that rugby league...
I'm a Queenslander, I dislike him.
There you go. Why do you dislike him, Rich?
He's... what was that comment
last week?
You don't
know, do you?
You can't tell us, can you?
He's weird.
He's not us.
He's on a million bucks a season and he whinges
Can I tell you what is Manly? We've just got a little text in. I'm not sure who's come from. An artificial turf burn while being tackled by Hopper. The pleasure and the pain. Now, Hopper is Manly. Hopper is Manly. Born and bred.
Exactly. Chock Watmo. He said that DC's not us. He's not a footy head like I am. Because if there's the epitome of what you want to be as a rugby league player, it's Chock Watmo. But there's a little bit... Can I put DCE. Can I put you guys a little bit of evidence about why people dislike DCE? This is Exhibit A.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got some pretty strong opinions on what's happening, but now's not the right time to talk about it. Certainly when it's a lot clearer, I'd be more than happy to speak about it, to be honest.
Going clear, is he?
Okay, so that was him in the presser after they went down to the Titans, and producer Pat has just done the figures, by the way, and pointed out that David Garnsey was wrong. It was a 58.3-metre conversion attempt or penalty attempt. But DCA, you could hear the very clear point of view that he wanted to express.
Yep.
He went on League Life this Wednesday in the wake of those comments, and they said, well, Daly Cherry Evans is here. He's got something to say. Go, Daly. He goes, gee, I love Trent Barrett. He's a terrific coach. I'm so grateful for the Manly ownership for giving me the opportunity to play football on Manly. I'm going nowhere. By the way, if Hoss Cartwright becomes the coach, it'll be terrific, and it's an easy fix. That's why people hate him. He says he's got strong opinions, and then he says absolutely bugger all.
Look, can I just bring it down to a different spin here, Chris? What's with Queenslanders?
I mean, really? Rich, why are they such legends?
Can I just go back in time? We've had a big week for Queenslanders. If I just remind you of the backstory a little bit, you might remember a guy called Joe Bjelke-Petersen many years ago, who when he was told to go, didn't go, wouldn't go. Russ Hinds, who used to detour freeways just so it would help his local pub, you know. I mean,
for Cheryl Inquiry?
Yes, exactly. And then we get on to, of course, the current Queenslanders, and dare I suggest a few of them, Barnaby Joyce.
Mel Meninga.
Bob Catter.
Where's Fraser Anning from?
Fraser Anning.
Thank you very much.
And
can I be honest? People have been stopping me in the street this year, Stephen, and they've been going, I've got to say, Chris, that fire up, I've never heard it better.
Yeah.
And I go, and they go, what's it due to?
When did that happen?
Bronco Reg is gone. And they go, of course. We got the Queenslander out of us.
Right. Can I just pull an Alan Jones? I was just feeding the seeds.
Another Queenslander?
Now the seeds have blossomed, and so have you guys. You're welcome.
Pauline Hanson. And can I just say, finally, Peter Dutton.
Dutton.
What is it with Queenslanders? I open the text line now, 0409945945. I'm asking the question straight. Peter Dutton, I mean, apparently if you touch his skin, it's cold. It's reptilian, apparently.
It's true.
What's his track record been like, Chris?
Clinks is metallic.
He loves the kiddies from overseas.
Yeah, he
adores the kiddies.
They know him as Red Carpet Pete.
Red Carpet Pete.
Because he loves rolling out the red carpet to one and all. Inclusive society of Australia, because we represent everything about what a society, a utopia should be, is people of all backgrounds, races, creeds, colours, religions, living in harmony.
Inclusion. Yeah. Same sex. He loved that, Bill.
He was rainbow all the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, unfortunately, nature called when the sorry speech was being delivered in Parliament.
A man can't help it when he has to go to the bathroom. Kevin Rudd is apologising.
He's often expressed his greatest political regret was not being in the chamber when Kevin Rudd uttered those words.
Yes.
Because nature called.
Yes. Look, I'm looking forward to today's vote. Back in just a minute.
Fire up! Ready to go!
Fire up!
Ready to go! Let's go change the world. Thank you, everybody. All right, who wants ice cream? Come get it.
And sisters, and welcome to another sanctified episode of Fire Up, where the broad and blessed church that is Rugby League opens its loving arms to one and all. Oh, can I get a witness? Oh, yeah!
Fire Up pays tribute again to Aretha Franklin.
South Sydney supporters need not apply.
Exactly.
Hallelujah, brothers and sisters.
How's South going, by the way?
Look, they've hit a little bit of a patch, I've got to be honest with you.
Yes, I mean, a patch, you call it.
Yeah, I mean...
Have the wheels come off? I texted to a mate, I told you. He said, no, the bolts are a little bit loose.
Yeah.
Just tighten them up, he reckons.
We didn't talk enough about their defeat to the Brisbane Broncos last week, and now the Reg is here. We're not going to talk about it. Simply to say that...
What was the score again?
38-18, I think.
38-18.
There is an old adage about rugby league is a game played in three thirds, and that was one of those games. And because it was 18 blot, 18 all, 38-18. We also didn't reflect on Anthony Seibold, who sort of opened up with the this group think thing about, I want to make a statement, I'm not going to make a statement. It's just such a plague on the game right now about people saying they've got strong opinions which they will not share with us.
Has he got a coach whisperer? Potentially.
Well,
it sounds like it.
The Bradley Charles Stubbs did bail out Blake Solly at the Azure Cafe at And I was talking to the Australian Rugby League chairman, Peter Beattie, about this.
Just like that.
Yeah. That bailed him out and said, you know what, the Roosters are going to win the minor premiers, Souths are going to win three of their last six, and the Roosters are going to win the comp. And right now, the coach whisperer that Robbo has is trumping
on track.
The lack of coach whisperer that Siebes clearly needs.
Clearly needs. Yes,
but is Anthony Seibold's mind even in South Sydney right now, which is where we're broadcasting from? I think he's looking gazingly, longingly to the north.
The Sunshine State.
As people in South Korea apparently do to North Korea. They gaze longingly to the north.
Now, Chris, you mentioned this hot topic of advisors, men behind the scenes, usually men behind the scenes. I'm sure there's a few ladies that would like to give some advice to rugby league players as well. Catherine Lumby's been one of those.
Catherine Lumby, we've got Katie Page, of course.
Katie Page, of course.
Is excellent. Our friend Mary Konstantopoulos, very much an advisory role,
that's right. Now, but there is one, apparently, that we are missing in rugby league and perhaps sorely missing, and he's been giving advice...
A touch point.
At the request of certain members of the AFL. Now, you may have heard of that.
Is it a sport?
Way down the bottom of the country.
Right.
Way down Tasmania or something?
Close enough.
They muck around.
What do? They play pool or something?
I don't know, some sort of old tradition of some sort. They muck around.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, anyway, this man was asked for advice. Now, he's a TV host, but he's more than that, isn't he, Chris? He's a man of many, many talents. He's an electric guitar player.
Right.
He's got a Bachelor of Law and a Bachelor of Engineering.
Sure.
Gold Logie.
Yes.
Yes, writer. Academic. TV presenter, as I may have said before.
Raconteur.
And... columnist for Fairfax, amongst many other things, and a lecturer at university. Now, I don't know where he finds the time for
me. Of whom are you speaking?
I'm talking about a man called Waleed Ali.
Oh, that guy who hosts The Project.
The Project, exactly. Right. Yes. Now, apparently...
Because I would take all those skills and just counter it with saying, mate, you're hosting The Project.
Well, you have to have those sort of skills, Chris.
In order to host The Project.
Channel 10 have very strict guidelines and bars to get over for you to get into those sort of roles. Did you not know that? You may have noticed that because you haven't been asked.
You haven't been watching Studio 10. I don't think the bar's that high.
Ah, okay. All right. So, anyway, he's got me a bit of criticism because he was sounded out as what they call it, the league. We don't call it the league because the league is league. We're the league. They're not the league.
We're the league.
We're the league, yeah. They were considering rule changes to make the game more exciting. Well, that makes sense.
Well, it'll be a good start because it's not exciting at all.
I agree with that. The key word there is more. Because I think you've got to actually start from a premise that's exciting to begin with, which is clearly false.
And you've got some rules. A bit exciting to begin with.
And you've got some rules as well. There's no rules. Any kiddie knows that.
It's just a scrap.
It's like forward pass or knock-ons or anything like that.
Yeah, and some old bloke, toothless old on the sideline, tries to explain, oh, that's because, oh, this is a free kick, this is a what?
Now, apparently he's a passionate Richmond fan. Now, you can only be passionate in Melbourne because Melbourne, there's nothing else to be passionate about. Correct? Have you seen their laneways recently?
The weather's great.
They even call them ACDC laneways.
How about that wind?
They got nothing to do with it.
If I will not be listened to on this matter, but I'm absolutely convinced ACDC never played in Melbourne and therefore there should be no lane. And this is the cultural appropriation that Melbourne tries to do. Because you know what people say when they talk up Melbourne?
Yeah.
They don't go, I love Melbourne for Melbourne. They go, oh, it's so European.
Look, Chris, it's European.
You know what's really European? Europe.
Exactly.
Europe.
Exactly.
Prague of the South.
It's more like the Bratislava of the South.
And it's just such a poor imitation.
So this man is an important man, Chris. I'll have you know.
He's the host of the project.
He's got a friend in the AFLW CEO, she is, Nicole Livingston. And she just quietly said, look, we need you a bit of advice on these rules and what you can do.
I'm a big Nicole Livingston fan, by the way. Okay, Nicole Stevenson, Australian champion backstroker.
Is that right? Wow.
She's always one of those athletes who gave you the maximum Commonwealth Games and Olympic medalists. I thought she was an outstanding athlete.
Right.
Just wanted to pay my due respects to Nicole.
Okay. So, like any good CEO, she'd be looking to, I guess, update, modify, correct, better product in the end, you know? And she goes to her good friend from the project, Waleed.
Right. And their budget probably wouldn't extend to a full day session with Anthony Robbins or something like that.
No, nor our coach Whisperer.
No. Charles Stubbs. You know, no. Bradley goes, what coin are you offering?
Yes.
I'm on Politus coin here.
Politus coin. There's no better coin. Better than gold. Better than Bitcoin.
Let's face it, Politus coin. If you look at the economic situation, it is contended that the AFL, with all its assets and revenues and supporter base, generates more revenue than rugby league. And I think I would concede that.
Yes.
But they only generate a fraction of the revenue that the Politus world generates.
Exactly. You could totally with in perspective, Chris. And she said, if you want, I can get you to a briefing. This is to Waleed. And you can see what they're looking at, the analysis behind it, that sort of thing. Ali was then offered the chance to sit down, look at the research, analyse that has gone into the AFL's thinking behind altering the way the game is played. He said, it was me trying to get a sense of how they'd crunch their data. Now, I'd go to the project too if I wanted my data crunched. I don't know about you, Chris. Now, that brings me to the question, who could the NRL be looking at that might help crunch their data to make a better game? Because we are looking to improve our game.
They are data-centric, the NRL. I know that. You know, they've got NRL.com, the digital strategy. There's some data to crunch.
I mean, you might look at Noam Chomsky, for example.
Yeah,
can we get crunch your data. Unfortunately, Stephen Hawking is no longer with us.
He's having a satellite somewhere, isn't he?
He's got to be. Yep. He's got to have left something that we can go to. Buttons to press, you know, some sort of program that he can crunch our data, you know. Dr. Carl.
Dr.
Might have a bit of a different point of view, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lateral, you know.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay. Tony James. Tony Jones from the ABC. He's a thinker.
Tony James from The Damned and Zig Zig Sputnik.
Look, Adam Spencer, you know, he's a sport-loving mad creature. Loves it all, cricket, AFL, rugby league, everybody, you know. Could he give advice, do you think?
Look, I think he'd be prepared to give advice.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think but he's not hosting the project, though.
No, he's not, no. Brian Cox. You got any names for me, Chris?
Professor Brian Cox. Yeah. You know, some of the... Well, I went through the 50 greatest contemporary philosophers.
You did.
And the one name that came out that stood out?
Yeah.
Nancy Cartwright, voice of Bart Simpson.
Is that right?
Yeah, apparently she's one of the...
And a philosopher to boot.
Tremendous, double threat, a bit like Waleed.
Does it matter if she knows anything about rugby league or not?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that the premise that Waleed has been brought on or brought in to look at the data crunching is that he knows nothing about AFL, Reg. Would that be right?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. And Warnie... I'd say the frustration is it looks like Warnie's having a crack.
Yeah, Warnie's having a crack.
Warnie's having a crack at Waleed and is really frustrated. And it's kind of like people go, oh, don't ever go at Waleed. Warnie's just saying, you know, Buckley's about AFL. What are you doing coming here telling us how to change the rules? Mm. I think it's a legitimate gripe.
Would that be a little bit like rugby league going to say, I don't know, Scotty Cam for advice?
Yeah, so you wear a Roosters jersey, suddenly you know something about the game. I mean, there's no evidence that that's the truth.
Amanda Keller.
Pretty similar position.
Pretty similar position, yeah.
Pretty similar position.
Okay.
Celebrities in 03, yeah, so, players, you know, in their team.
Waleed wears his Richmond jersey, and because he's hosting the project, suddenly he's being consulted. I mean, I can understand that people who are the custodians of the game, people who have a say in it, people who maybe never really quite play for St Kilda, like Warnie, would be quite right and justified in their outrage.
Well, therefore...
Go footer!
You could probably
says
go to,
Waleed!
You could go for bloody Molly Meldon for both codes.
Well, hang on. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Because Molly... We talked about St Kilda. He was there in 1966 when St Kilda won their last flag, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. And then
he saw the light. He was unconscious at the time because he
watched the replay.
He passed out from excitement, and he was unable to get a voice for his insights into the game. He jumps on the Melbourne bandwagon. Is there a more successful story in contemporary sport than the Melbourne Storms?
Easy bandwagon, that one.
Right. So sadly, I think now we're barking up a particularly useful tree here.
Yes, right. Okay. Well,
Molly to rule change? Is this... Molly would be a good
I'd be
one.
Consulting him on every change right now.
A couple of Dragon supporters.
Change
maybe
of clothes.
Johnny Howard might be a good man for advice.
I think he's looking for a gig.
ScoMo
will definitely be looking for a gig.
Now,
ScoMo's a Cronulla guy, though.
He's
three Cronulla Sharks.
Ex Dragons team, you know, spin off merchants, you know, that sort of stuff. Splitters, you know. I would suggest that our Russell Crowe, would have a few, he'd want to have a bit of a hand in this and say who, you know, maybe Tom Cruise could step in.
You know,
he's been to South Games.
I was talking to the Australian Rugby League chairman Peter Beattie.
Oh yes,
and the word cabal was bandied around.
Sorry, you're talking to who?
Who was it?
Yeah. And look, there is a concern that there's a, I don't know, brains trust in rugby league. It's got Politis, it's got Crow, it's got people of that ilk, and this is what we need to counter.
Yes.
We need the Mollies, the Cams, the Kellers, the ScoMos, the Howards.
Yes.
So that we have an alternative viewpoint.
Look,
but we need a representative.
He's introduced a few other big hitters, though. I mean, Snoop Dogg.
The Dalai Lama.
Oprah. Dalai Lama.
Tom Cruise.
Now we're talking. So we can have a combination of Scientology beliefs and Buddhism.
I tell you, if there's someone who knows how to run a business at Scientology, what a magnificent
what a magnificent model that is.
The NRL could learn a lot from there. And again, they're rule-based.
Now, you're right, Reg, you're absolutely right when you brought up Shane Warne. Now, he is wandered into this one big time. He goes, cricket legend Shane Warne, who was a keen follower of the AFL and a passionate supporter of St Kilda, was furious Ali would have had such a rob. He goes, I love AFL like so many other people. Please tell me this is fake news. I wonder where he got that from. And this arrogant cretin, spelt C-R-E-T-A-N,
jeez,
is in no way involved on any level. Now, there's some bad blood between those two, I believe, isn't there?
Yeah.
A bit of history, Reg?
Yeah, well, he had a crack. Wally had had a crack at Shane Warne about his foundation. Mm. I think he came on to talk about, it was I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yes.
And Wally said, your foundation's crook, what about it, mate? And Shane just, he's had it.
Show us, they said, show us the money, Shane.
Show us the money,
show
Shane.
Show us the money, Shane.
But I love the guy's passion. And I mean, look, so we've all had trouble with auto text and predict and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, the number of misspelt messages
what
I've sent.
What was he trying to say?
So great to hear from you, H-E-R-E. I do that all the time. Yeah. So just the slip between the I and the A. I think you can you could mock Warne for making the error, or you could actually listen to what he's saying. And that you,
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Hang on. Hang on. Arrogant cretin. That's nice.
Isn't it frustrating though when you've got a mate who pretends to follow rugby league, who knows about three players, and then they pipe up and have this strong opinion about the game? Inside your head, you kind of go, yeah, maybe you've been to like two games of rugby league
in
your life.
But Reg, you're forgetting brain power here. So if I could just remind you, arrogant cretin, right? If I could just remind you, here it goes.
Please,
writer,
Stephen.
Academic, lawyer, Bachelor of Engineering, media presenter, musician, Gold Logie winner. This is the man he's calling an arrogant cretin.
Oh, no, Steve, I'm just going to get it back in my box. I'm
back
sorry.
In your box.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right, mate.
But all those skills are appealing to some sort of intellectual effete.
Yes.
Which is what AFL positions us at. Rugby league needs something more earthy than that, I think.
There's only one man, really, Andrew Denton.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
And everywhere we go, we had 25,000 people in New York City. I asked them, are you fired up? And they were all fired up. And I asked them, are you ready to go? And they're all ready to go.
I'm tired of the soup to show.
He's been with the world.
I want to win this prophylactic tour. Afraid nobody around here understands my potato. I think I'm only a spud boy looking for a real tomato.
He's been with the world.
Been covering football for four decades and I did not understand it.
Isn't this the greatest mind in rugby league?
Yes.
The greatest thinker in rugby league?
So you're suggesting that we've gone down the wrong pathway looking for an Ali equivalent and concluding that Andrew Denton might be the guy. We need to go back to where it's
the roots,
right in front of us.
The heart, right in front of us. Yes.
Editor at large.
Editor at large.
Buzz Rothfield.
Controls the banner that says whether we're in a crisis or not. But apparently he doesn't understand a damn thing about rugby league.
Is that right?
And it's been pointed out by many of the players just recently. Apparently there's some sort of, we talk about those cannibalising themselves in Manly, but down south of Cronulla, quite deservedly so, they're eating their own young down there. I know. no, it's good news that, Gal has come back for his 48th year. Great news. We stand and salute you, and Mr. Potato Head.
It's also been revealed that Gal is the new face of Cadbury Chocolate.
Cadbury Chocolate.
And he goes, I know I haven't got a head for modelling. Fact. but he was dressed as a referee in a TV ad, and he said, I mustn't have done too bad because they got me in and out pretty quick. There's a bit of acting, hammered it up. It wasn't too hard to do. So this is the great thing, is that Gal is absolutely transitioning.
Yes.
He's going to go from rugby league to chocolate advocate to actor.
Prime Minister? Transitioning?
It's not much of a step, is it?
Not much of a step these days. Yes.
They're not overflowing with talent.
But there's a bit of bad blood flowing around in the Shire at the moment. Ooh. And, of course, I would say that's karma.
Yep.
1967 style.
Oh, the
splitting from the Dragons. It's going to come back and bite you somewhere. You may have won a premiership. Just the one. It's all you're going to get. Correct, Chris?
1 out of 46 ain't bad.
Elias has the credit.
So, there's been a bit of a blow-up, and a man called Andrew Fifita, not a man to underestimate.
Has he been in trouble before, Andrew Fifita?
I don't think he has.
Clean rap sheet?
Clean skin, yep. I think, yeah.
Yep.
I can't recall anything at the top of my head.
Just goes out and plays football.
Now, he was seen, what's the word? You know, pointing, gesticulating at something, somebody. There was a lot of confusion, a lot of conjecture as to who he was pointing at, and using some language on the field.
Some colourful
Talk
language.
Talk us through that. What happened in that situation?
So the Cronulla Sharks were taking on the Jonathan Thurston-led North Queensland Cowboys for Jonathan Thurston's final appearance in Sydney, a very momentous occasion.
Very momentous, yes.
And what he noticed up in the grandstand as he stormed over for a try to sort of propel Cronulla to a victory was that a number of patrons in the corporate area were just enjoying the largesse and not watching the action and saying, you've got your last opportunity to watch Jonathan Thurston.
Oh,
he points them out.
Points them out.
And says, get your eyes on this game. Yes. Show this man some respect.
Yes, yes.
The popular media, as always, gets it wrong.
Totally get it.
They suggest that he was calling out coach Shane Flanagan and or assistant coach Jim Dimmick for saying, Andrew, we need you to get the ball and run hard.
Pull your finger out and work harder, basically.
Which is an insult to Fifita. It's an insult to the coaches.
How dare they ask him to run hard?
Everyone knows that Shane Flanagan's game plan is get the ball and run hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Fifita...
Is that eyes up or eyes down?
That's how is he going to understand that game plan?
Don't
run
complicate
hard.
It. Don't complicate it.
That's eyes straight ahead.
Straight ahead.
So the eyes are neither up nor down.
You see
down.
The two
eyes
sticks over there? Yeah. The sticks? Run of that.
Just go that
run
way.
Run of that. Yeah.
Just go that way. And it really does irk me. And I can understand Fifita's general disgruntlement with the media that these things get so badly misreported.
Where
it was just clearly
media.
A plea to the fans to watch the action.
They're calling it a post-try spray.
And can't we just call it what it was? A post-try celebration in the spirit of the game?
A post-try exaltation, I think.
Just the way Fifita is, quote, he sort of just goes with the flow.
Yeah.
He reacts he has to react and then thinks about it later.
What a guy. I mean, I don't know. Is Australian of the Year decided yet?
No.
Or can Andrew still win it?
Exactly.
He can. He's certainly in the he's certainly
in
down
the
last 25 million.
Well, he's got my vote.
And can I say he's an instinctive footballer?
Doesn't think.
No.
Doesn't think.
Doesn't need
instinct.
To.
It's all you need. Modern man.
Yeah.
Now, there's more to this, though, isn't there? You mentioned a podcast, which I was unaware of. Half-Cast Podcast. It's catchy.
Well, the Half-Cast Podcast is co-hosted by UFC fighters Tai Tuivasa and Tyson Pedro. Mm. And, of course, it was the forum where Andrew committed to Tonga in the representative season this year and therefore would not be available for the Blues.
So, Peter Crennan, eat your heart out.
100%.
Paul Murray, eat your heart out. Yep. Ray Hadley, eat your heart out. The news doesn't break there. It breaks here. Half-Cast.
That's right. And and people said the established rugby league media were concerned about this, saying this is our story. We should be told. But... I was talking to Australian Rugby League chairman Peter Beattie last Monday night.
Who again? Sorry?
Who was that?
The longest-serving premier in Australian history. Yeah, well, same one.
Or Magistrate Peters, I call him.
Wow.
And I said, Magistrate. And he goes,
Reg?
Chris. I said,
wow.
What that's amazing. Yeah. Chris, that's incredible.
What do we need to fix this game? And he said, Chris, we need to expand or die. And Rugby League...
Not just run on instinct at the post.
That's right. And he goes, Rugby League needs new markets. And he says, what I like...
What about Melbourne?
He says, what I like is that Rugby League is now getting its message out through alternative media and alternative sources.
He's on top of this,
and
is he?
He says, there's no better way to break a Rugby League story than on a UFC podcast.
UFC podcast? What is that, Chris?
Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Cage fighting.
Mixed martial arts.
Yes, okay.
You know, that sort of caper. Yeah. You know, sort of the way that... Mixed martial arts is the way that St. George won those 11 premierships.
Yeah.
But he did say, and this is something I think we should all learn, And people here should listen. He did say, too often we do things with a small podcast. We think it's a small group.
A small group.
That's how I feel about this show.
This show, yeah.
It's a small group. with a small podcast.
No one's listening.
But these days with social media, no one. With the social media and the internet, you can say one thing and it goes out to the world.
Yes.
There is a message for everyone in rugby league, and that's to be very careful with what you say and be respectful. So Beattie is delighted that the Halfcast podcast is now the most important organ in rugby league.
He's a healer.
But be careful what you say.
Be careful what you say. He's a healer by nature, isn't he? Positive spin, you know, he's a leader.
Relentlessly positive.
He's a leader in
relentlessly positive. Now, there's one man, though, that's causing some ructions down that way, isn't there? He's a Cronulla supporter. He's, as I said, Buzz. He's the game's greatest thinker, right? Now he's
replacing Ricky Stewart in the role.
He's at war with this mob, right? There's been some comments made. Can you quote me?
Well, I think we've got the comments
Let's have a listen.
And then old Buzz Rothfield got a whiff of it and tried to say that me and Gal were like full on serious, trying to punch up and that in the middle of the park.
Big Buzzy.
That the reporter.
Oh, the paper guy.
Yeah.
I just don't know how they're all on TV. I just don't get it. And they could talk on football. They can choose who they like. Sorry, don't excuse my French. He's a complete f***ing bit. But he chooses like the Daily M team, and it's not even him.
I've never seen
they
him before.
They go on TV and they just talk. Cool little.
What does he look like?
Oh, he's just like this old, weathered, balded. Like,
that name even.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on.
What's his name? Does he look like a Buzz?
Pretty much.
He's 100%.
Is this the podcast in question?
I tell you what, sounds better than us.
Wow, and that's incredible
stuff. And you know who was special guest in those discussions?
Logie material?
did they give Logies for podcasts?
He could move into TV.
Yeah. Do you know who else was participating in that?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, talking about the accusations about a
Stoush
between Gal and Dukes. It was Dukes.
Yes. Another great bloke.
So can you, if you were actually handing out awards for a rugby league podcast and we'd be theoretically in contention.
In the running.
And then if you're on the panel of judges and you go, well, what have they got on Halfcast? They've got Andrew Fifita and they've got Josh Dugan.
Yeah.
And they go, what have they got on Fire Up? And they go, Bronco Reg.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm the Fifita and Dugan of this podcast.
Now, a couple of things come into that discussion. Why do the French get picked upon? Yeah. You know, why is it the French always when there's language that are turfed around in the gutter?
Oh, it's a bunch of murder that they get.
The French are civilised.
You mean it's not excuse
people.
My Germans?
No. Yes,
excuse
exactly.
my Polish.
Excuse my South African. You know, something like that.
Stereotyping, Stephen. We stand against it.
We do.
We always have stood against it.
Now, what's wrong with, you know, wrinkly old ball blokes?
Well, this being radio, people don't know what I look like.
No. Now,
I am an old, bald, weathered man. And on behalf of all of those, we stand with Buzz Rothfield.
We stand with Buzz.
And Buzz, of course, has come out in the media in a very measured way.
Yes.
I mean, I think you'll have some tweets there.
He says he's not concerned in the slightest, more concerned for the club's image with rat bags like that pair, Dukes and Fifita. Hello.
Oh, what legends. Oh, come on.
Have never protected either of them. They hate because I have always exposed their poor behaviour. So he's just a journo doing what journos do, you know. And there's
spreading
no,
the hate.
No favours.
Unfounded.
Plus support a one-punch killer and do road rage on the Tarrant Point Bridge. Oh, well,
that's misunderstood.
That's what the bridge is built for.
Clean skin.
Yeah, for golf clubs. Abusing people.
I have no idea. What are those bridges? One of them's called Tom Ugly's. I never know which one.
Tom Ugly's.
I always end up going, I think I'm going to the Shire and I end up heading down to Canberra.
Yes.
Those roads are so confusing. The M5, it's a nightmare.
It goes on. I think it shows, mate, I treat Cronulla players the same as other clubs. If you want to get thrown out of RSLs, go on a bender in Origin Camp. Abuse junior refs or support a one-punch killer, then expect to be exposed, as did those people exposed, you know, Nixon back in, you know, Watergate. You know, that's what that's his job.
Buzz Warfield is Woodward and Bernstein rolled up in a one.
In one. Though a bit balder and more wrinkly.
And weathered. You know? And weathered.
And weathered.
And that's
weathered.
Because he's out there reporting the news.
In the sun.
He's not sitting in some mocked-up studio doing a ridiculous show
podcast?
On rugby league.
No.
Which is barely based on facts.
No one listens to it.
He's in his column today, and he's bravely written the following statement. Dugan and Fifita are A-grade knuckleheads.
What, not drongos? Not knuckleheads.
And let's face it, we've added dickheads to germs and grubs.
Look,
and
I think
dogs, knuckleheads.
Knuckleheads and boneheads, about time they came back into favour. What do you reckon?
And he goes, to be criticised by them is actually a badge of honour.
Yeah, right.
He does then go on to say, a top four positions on the line the last two games, and Dugan and Fifita, I'll be cheering for them.
Now, this is also credit on some the darkie, the smoky in this competition.
Yes. But,
now, is this going to work in their favour or not?
I think so, Reg. Have you got a view on the Sharks in the playoffs?
Well, Sharks, I think, will do reasonably well. I think they'll go out in the semi-finals. I don't want to miss the
they
opportunity.
Are the playoffs, by the way.
Yeah. To say how proud I am of both Dugan and Fifita for coming out and for being such big men and having a go on hundreds of thousands of years at a totally out of line journalist. I mean, how dare they? They're losing in life. They're massive blokes in league. They're on hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and good on them for having a go at a bald, cranky journalist who really supports their
weathered
club. Weathered.
You are cold and heartless. You are cold and heartless.
Yes.
What I want to ask you guys is, when you see this sort of behaviour, does it fire you up? I mean,
yeah, I guess I'm feeling a little bit fired up. Yeah.
I'm fired up.
Are you fired up?
I'm so fired up. I'm so excited.
Andrew Johns used the term last night. Didn't know credit. No payment of fee.
Seriously, so, I know all of them kind of listen to it, and I've noticed an increasing usage of the word fire up. I have.
We don't own it. We just got off Gaz.
But can we own it?
We own it now.
Can they give us some money?
I think
anyway?
There's a trademark control, isn't there, Chris? You're the lawyer.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, father and son combination of fans of the show, Adda and Tyson Got Gildrum, were down at the Canberra game, and there's a promotional hoarding using expression fire up, yes. And they very kindly sent me a photo. But can you send me the name of a good intellectual property lawyer as well, please?
Yes,
and
a check.
Can we do something about it?
Yeah. Do people still write checks, Chris?
Well, my mother would love to continue to write checks, and I know she's listening. And we have a little bit of a thing, and she's on a direct deposit now. And let's face it. It's less embarrassing for me to ask for a direct deposit as for the check because I've got to stand there in the humiliation where she
Put
writes
your hand
that
out.
And she goes, "How old are you? 56. And you're
still
can't
coming
support
to
yourself?"
me for money.
And I said, "Have you seen what they're paying at FBI, man?"
How are those bin chicken t-shirts going, Chris?
Flying off the shelves.
They're flying off the shelves.
All the details on bin the fire up Facebook. Yeah. And we've got a very, very sophisticated fulfillment system, which means you get to come to the station and collect them.
Now, you can waffle on all you like about your mate Peter Beattie, right?
I will waffle on.
But he's not a mate of mine, but I happen to see...
Did you meet Peter Beattie?
I did meet Peter Beattie at Dennis Carnahan's Rugby League the Musical.
Wow, wow.
Where was
that? Which is on this Monday at the Bridge Hotel. I know you're going to be there, Reg, and Junior Pierce.
I will be.
Where you'll see
some mates.
Dennis do Head Tape Hero. And there was an iconic moment, which is, as we've mentioned, in the Murdoch Press, where the character Peter Beattie met the real Peter Beattie, and Mrs. Beattie didn't know where to look.
Didn't know where to look.
And the universe exploded.
It was, again, it was like at Leichhardt Oval. Suddenly there was no time zone.
I'd imagine Dennis is less weathered, less bald, less wrinkly.
Good-looking fella, Dennis.
Yeah, I think that's right.
No, dressed up as Peter Beattie.
Yeah, there was a lot of prosthetics involved.
There were, Now, seen wearing a bin chicken T-shirt at the Canterbury-Cronulla game was one Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah, how about that, eh?
So
Pulled it over his coat, you know, a bit lumpy and everything.
So Dylan, of course, played at the ICC down at Darling Harbour, and what a marvellous venue that is.
Were you there, Chris?
I was there. Yeah. And then announced late an Emore Theatre gig. So he goes, "Well, if I'm in Sydney for another day..." And so, of course, Paul Daniel, I assume, was the promoter, took him out to see...
Tigers.
Is it Lincoln Lewis?
Oh, Lincoln Lewis. From the
Lachlan
Dogs.
Lewis.
Lachlan Lewis. Lincoln's the good-looking actor?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so Lachlan Lewis kicked the winning field goal to keep the Tigers' hopes alive. And I heard, because people thought there was perhaps a slight lack of engagement and personality displayed by Bob on his Saturday night show.
Yes.
He was effusive. Mm-hmm. He actually crowd surfed at the Emore.
Did he?
During his Blues reworking of Tangled Up in Blue.
Yep. But what he was asking for was the biff.
And he got it in spades.
We got it.
Courtesy of Penrith v Newcastle.
That's right, yeah. So he was searching it out. That's what he'd heard about. He said in America they pad up. They got helmets. We don't want that sort of stuff. We want to see some genuine contact and genuine biff. Show me what you got. I'll take it back to the States, put on a showcase game.
Yeah, show me
what you mean off. Yeah.
So he saw Tyrone May, did he? And is it Viliama Kakao?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Both marched for 10. Do you get marched these days or just told to go?
I don't see the marching.
It's sort of a walk, isn't it?
Well, stroll. Yeah, it's a language slowly. Stroll.
What was the most language stroll you've seen recently?
Munster.
Munster should have been strolled out of the complete precinct.
And they would have kicked Kikau out of the stadium, but he didn't have a visa.
He didn't have a visa. So, along with Knights duo Sean Kenny-Dowell and Danny Levi.
Danny Levi didn't leave very quickly that time.
No, also marched for 10, but didn't march. There were 4 minutes left on the clock, so the players were put in the bin. I mean, I don't know.
You know what it was about.
Well, what? Dylan didn't play this time, so they're changing? I mean, no? What?
What's really amazing is people go to Bob Dylan concerts and they have the following criticisms. He doesn't talk to the crowd. He plays the piano, not the guitar. Yeah. He radically works his Great American Songbook, and there are no production values. It's been the same way for 30 years, guys. Yeah. You've got to get over it.
And you keep turning up.
You've got to get over it.
It's a bit like Trent Barrett, in a way, like the criticism. Like, what were you expecting, Trent? What were you expecting, 100%, Bob?
100%. Yeah. And so he presents it in a... I'm going to piss the audience off sort of way because they said, I want them to feel how I feel about the sacking of Anthony Griffin.
Pissed off.
Yes.
And that,
feel the pain.
And that, of course, is what the Parramatta Newcastle, the Penrith Newcastle fight was all about.
Look, we salute Bob Dylan for his support of rugby league in general and specifically for coming and seeing the games and looking for the faults, you know, even though he knows he's got to eradicate the faults before he takes it to America.
But you know what he did do at the concert?
What did he do?
He dedicated a song.
Who to?
Andrew Fifita.
Did he?
Oh, wow.
Don't think twice.
Don't think twice. They don't think at all.
Just think. Just follow instinct. Yeah. Think some.
We got a text here that says, I haven't followed NRL for about 5 years. Forgive my sins, guys. No one that listens to the show likes rugby league.
No.
I can't wait to hop in the car on Friday morning and listen to you guys. Keep it up. Anthony from Artarmon. Thank you, Anthony.
Well, Artarmon, I mean, if you've got to be a candidate for a Taramara RLFC bin chicken
shirt if you're on the North Shore. Yeah.
Dive in.
Yes. Are there more bin chicken?
Go to pay for some headphones and FBI, by the way. I swear it.
Staplers? Yeah. Are the bin chickens, are there more bin chickens per, not capita, per square metre on the North Shore than there are anywhere else in Sydney? Would you say that?
I'd say around Launceley Place in Tarmon, where the tip is.
The tip, right.
Through there, the recycling plant.
Well,
heavily
right.
Congregated.
Big,
section of bin
chickens.
You know
what we need to do?
Yeah.
We need to get Andrew Denton to come and crunch the data on
Data, yes. Analyse and crunch it. Because when, obviously, Tempe Tip closed, they don't hover down there anymore. There's nothing down there for them, you know.
It was a sad day.
Sad day.
Oh, still now, sad.
They didn't turn it into a skate park or something, did they, Tempe Tip?
Can I say, talking about marching, the Dragons aren't quite marching just yet, Chris, but we were at the game of the night with Bronco Ridge. Bronco was very, very in my face.
Gosh, sorry, I was a bit animated. Sorry about that, guys.
Every time West Tigers scored, it's right in my face, you know.
Which was once.
They had six cracks at it, yeah.
Can I say to the listeners,
I said, Tigers rule.
It was
Doyle rules.
It was great to have Bronco Reg in my corner when he wasn't hoovering his way through the supplied food.
Yeah. I got to take issue with you, Reg. I do love a prawn. I love an oyster, but mate, every time I looked around, they were
not
gone.
Not as much as me.
That's Queenslanders, Chris. They love their seafood.
I left you those shells. Come on.
But there was an early run of penalties, quite rightly, in favour of the
West
Tigers.
Mirror image for the game before the Dragons. Right. Six penalties and a send-off. Thank you very much. Who came up with that idea?
And there was every time a penalty was awarded to the Tigers for a clear infringement by the Dragons, your head would vigorously turn in my direction and look, say, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Chris, I have a thing. It's like in traffic with road rage, where the glare. You've got to give the glare.
Give the glare.
Yeah. See if you can modify the universe with the glare. Doesn't always work.
And Peter Dutton style, I'm inclusive, and that's why I invited you. But unfortunately, Tigers management did actually call me aside afterwards and said, that guy?
Not
welcome back.
Never again. Now, talking about that, of course, we were penalised for what they now call the slow peel.
Has
anybody told South or Melbourne about the slow peel? Or they got some other way of a different terminology so they don't get pinged for it.
The slow peel to me sounds like a burlesque dancer. And if there's ever an
in a big champagne glass,
if there's ever an
that was one time.
That's the refuge for the talentless. It's burlesque in my view. It's up there with being a photographer. Hello, Anthony Fretwell.
What about flame juggling?
Well, no, that's skill.
That's skill. Hula hoop.
And let's face it, there are three refuges of the talentless: burlesque, which is taking your clothes off.
Chris,
photographer which was pushing a button. And let's face it, DJs. Because all DJs do is push a button.
You being a weathered, crusty, bawling old bugger should be in their camp of enjoying that sort of stuff.
What, DJ?
Burlesque performers.
I go to festivals and these kids at the ages of 20, 21, yeah, they just tap me and they go, hey, old weathered bald man, your bike.
On your bike and out the door.
And I go, but I'm a huge MK fan. I'm all over Green Velvet. They go, doesn't matter, mate. Don't try and appear relevant. Go.
Yeah, the arrogance of youth, Chris. Now, Will Chambers. Will Chambers, ready, ready? Boom.
No. He's right.
He's Snidey Whiplash, isn't he? He did a classic crusher tackle. There's only such thing as a classic crusher tackle in Melbourne. Nobody else does a classic crusher.
The axe did. Wasn't that what Trevor Gilmeister did? He did the classic crusher tackle for the Southeast
Queenslanders. Well, Queenslanders do the classic crusher.
He did the downward crusher, which I thought was a yoga term. But
and as you said, strange bedfellows in media. Phil Gould and Paul Gulling both agreeing that Will Chambers should have been sent off for about 8 years.
Look,
for that.
If you think the society is falling apart a la Trump, Dutton, is there ever greater evidence of the fact that Phil Gould and Paul Gallen now are on the same show and they're mates?
Can I ask you one question?
Love and marriage.
Imagine their love child.
Oh, wow.
Can you picture? Oh, people, go on Google and put in Paul Gallen and Phil Gould and have a look at that. That'll make your day. It's a big day in history, Chris.
Yes.
Reg, big day. Yeah. I don't know which way you want to see the chips fall. So to speak. You know.
Which way the chips going to fall?
Yeah.
Can I just simply say I trust the Liberal Party room to do the right thing?
Yeah, and how good was it to see the Roosters go down last week to the Raiders?
What a great
so
way.
Good.
How
good.
It felt like 1 degree. How good was that?
Made my week.
See you next week. Thanks, Reg.
Pleasure.
So tune in again next week when we invite a veritable breadline of nobodies and wannabes to flesh out another rip-snorting roundup of rugby league shenanigans, slander and smut right here at the home of radio's most fatuous footy confab. Fire up! On the shore.